Let's talk about amendment number two. This is actually really an interesting one from a policy perspective point of view. By the way, we'll podcast the amendments all by themselves so that, you know, you can share those, or if I can get my lazy butt to do it, I will actually resuscitate the local area elections Facebook page that I created a couple of years ago and I've let languish for years and years. Anyway, amendment number one was about partisan school board elections. Amendment number two is about the right to hunt and fish. Now, here's the thing. My analysis of amendments always starts with this. You should always vote no on an amendment. Always vote no on an amendment unless you're really, really, really sure it's a very good thing and unless it can't be done by the legislature. Those are the two key triggers. If the legislature can't do it on its own, and if it's a real, like, you're really sure it's a good thing. So if you're uncertain about whether it's good, or if the legislature can do it without a constitutional amendment, then you don't need to vote for it. And because they're so hard to undo. And, you know, once they get put into place, it's so hard to undo an amendment that you don't want to tinker with the Constitution unless you have to. And it's, frankly, it's better if you can just have the legislature represent us and do what they do, which is, you know, make laws that represent us. Okay, so amendment number two is the right to hunt and fish. The ballot measure would provide a state constitutional right to hunt and fish and declare that, in fact, I'll just read it for you. Let's see, where's the actual ballot language? Proposing an amendment to the state constitution to preserve forever fishing and hunting, including by the use of traditional methods, as a public right and preferred means of responsibly managing and controlling fish and wildlife. Specifies that the amendment does not limit the authority granted to the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission under Section 9 of Article 4 of the state constitution. Okay, so what would this actually do? Well, I mean, you heard it. It creates a Florida state constitutional right to hunt and fish by the traditional methods, whatever that is. Is dynamite a traditional method? I don't know. It doesn't seem like it, but, you know, you would figure line fishing is included. What about gill nets? You know, that, well, that's a question, okay? So first thing is, you know, could the legislature do most of this stuff? Well, it can't create a constitutional right without the people ratifying it, so I see that. What about that other part, though, about fishing and hunting as the preferred means for responsibly managing and controlling fish and wildlife? Well, this is part of the issue with this particular one. You have 23 states that have constitutional provisions protecting the right to hunt and fish, so not quite half of all the states. Obviously, hunting and fishing is pretty important here in the state of Florida. The first, by the way, this is an interesting one. What year did the first state protect the right to hunt and fish in the United States? John, you want to take a stab at this? It was Vermont. What year do you think Vermont instituted the right to hunt and fish?
1812?
Real close. Good guess. 1777. So, like, right after the Constitution was ratified. 22 additional states following started in Alabama in 1996. The most recent one was Utah in 2020. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Approved by 75%. If all this did was say that you have the right to hunt and fish and no law can restrict that right, I would be much more open to it because there is something about that that seems very right. However, even that, so by, like, this totally vague phrase of by the traditional means, what is that? Traditional methods. What is the traditional methods? You know, a reasonable person might think, well, that includes, you know, gun, bow, hunting, or hook, line, net, fishing. But again, gill nets, does that include hunting bears? You know, right? It's very sweeping. And it says that the public right and preferred means of responsibly managing and controlling fishing life, that you preserve forever fishing and hunting, including by the use of traditional methods. And it would seem to say that you can't restrict those or that any restrictions on those would be a problem. What if, and again, here for conservation, you go on somebody else's property to hunt. Is that prohibited or allowed under this amendment? Well, right now you can't go on somebody else's property to hunt. What if you're going on somebody else's property as a form of managing the wildlife population? You see what I'm getting at? I think a lot of the things in this amendment are very open to question. In fact, one of the strongest arguments against this amendment is that it's extremely vague and might upend a lot of things that you don't want upended. Also, there's a theory about this amendment that it's the kind of thing that is just there to get people worked up about hunting and fishing and going to vote. It's trying to generate redneck turnout is kind of the argument, presumably for Trump. Okay? That's one of the arguments against. So in favor of it is all the, you know, Florida, the airboat, sportsmen, hunters, all of that kind of stuff. Not that surprising. House Speaker Paul Renner, this amendment will permanently preserve Floridians' right to fish and hunt. For generations, Floridians have used fishing and hunting as a means to provide for themselves and their families. State Senator Jim Boyd, it's really hard to believe there are states that are outlawing fishing and hunting. Florida will not be one of those states. Vote yes on Amendment 2. Amendment 2 definitively protects our right to fish and hunt in the state of Florida. While bans were considered in at least a dozen states last year, including a push to criminalize hunting, fishing, and farming, Amendment 2 will prevent extremists from taking away our rights. Okay, that's the fear, right? That somebody would come in and try to restrict the right to hunt and fish in the state of Florida. This would constitutionally protect against that encroachment or that infringement. What's my question number two? Question number one is are you really, really, really sure it's a good thing? Question number two is, can the legislature do it? Okay. Are you worried in the current environment that the state legislature of Florida is going to significantly or meaningfully encroach on your hunting and fishing rights? With a 75% supermajority by the Republicans, not quite that high in the Senate, but close, I'm not worried about this. So it's solving a not real problem in the state of Florida, is my opinion. Okay. It might be a problem elsewhere. Okay. It might be where the people need to push back. But can it be done by the legislature? Well, again, if you elect good legislators, then you don't have to worry about this. Do you need to preserve this right in the Constitution? Which I totally support the right. That's not the issue. It's a lot of the other stuff that's built into the amendment. Humane Wildlife Consulting of South Florida says, this is con, okay, against. We are in the midst of a global extinction crisis and climate crisis. Our wildlife needs a break from the carnage. We should be accelerating measures to alleviate the harm being done and mitigate the damage, which includes taking proactive measures to eliminate as best we can the unnecessary trapping and senseless killing of our wildlife and to incentivize non-lethal control measures. Yeah, I'm not such a believer in the, you know, extinction level event that's going on with our wildlife. It sounds a little bit, you know, Greenpeace-y Sierra Club to me, but that is one of the cons, okay? If you're a conservationist or a preserver, you might think this is a problem because it would allow too much hunting or fishing. Speak Up Wakiva, which I've never heard of them, but I actually thought they made the most interesting argument against. The right to hunt and fish already exists in Florida statute. The NRA and its political operatives are trying to convince Floridians that hunting and fishing are in jeopardy. They're not currently. But if Amendment 2 passes, it will make fishing a public right. That's a quote. Opening up our waters to massive foreign commercial fishing vessels because a public right is not restricted to just Florida citizens. Laws are necessary to restrict bad actors from depleting our oceans of fish and our forests of native wildlife. Do you really want to give hunters the right to walk onto your property in pursuit of a raccoon or a bear? This amendment will lead to hunters trespassing on private property, emboldened with their new constitutional right, as they have done in other states, and they have passed similar amendments. Clay Henderson, who is an author, says, the language in the original NRA proposal states, this section shall not be construed to modify any provision of law relating to trespass or property rights. That's not in this version. So that would have been good because that would have protected private property owners and their ability to say no to hunting and fishing on their land. The Florida legislature didn't include that important restriction. The biggest concern for me and other mainstream conservationists is that the amendment proclaims hunting and fishing the, quote, preferred means of responsibly managing and controlling fish and wildlife, end quote. Really? Often the preferred means to conserve fish and wildlife is to limit hunting and fishing to protect their numbers. That's why we have limits on the size of fish that can be taken in seasons for hunting. These are reasonable rules to protect numbers of fish and game. Populations of grouper, red snapper, and redfish have been severely regulated as their numbers have declined. Allowing more fishing will not increase their numbers. Many of us think this is just a backdoor to bring back bear hunting. That's why another section of the proposal is scary. It proclaims the right to hunt and fish includes the use of traditional methods should be preserved forever. What does that mean? To me, it clearly means return to steel jaw traps, spears, spear fishing, gill nets, and other inhumane means of hunting and fishing. I also thought the opposition opinion piece in the Orlando Sentinel was quite good. This amendment could have a significant impact on the state's ability to manage public lands against wildfires and flooding. Some analysts have suggested the amendment could even trump the rights of private property owners to restrict hunting on their own land. Mentioned that already. That's why this amendment seems scary. Nobody can say exactly what it could do or how much harm it could cause. Meanwhile, the only arguments in its favor seem to rest on the fallacy that hunting and fishing in Florida are under attack. So what's the point of putting it on the ballot? The best argument we can see is that this stinker is at its bait. It's intended to draw low-information, far-right voters who can easily be swindled into believing their rights are somehow under attack or who will presumably be voting conservative across the rest of the ballot. I think same. I definitely want to protect fishing and hunting. I think this goes too far. I think it overstates the value of fishing and hunting as conservation tools, talking about them as the primary. They are good conservation tools. They are not the only conservation tool. It doesn't have protections in it that I would like to see. And so even if I were somewhat in favor of it, even if I were 55 or 60% for it, I have to get to 75% before I vote yes, because you shouldn't put things in the Constitution that you're not sure about. And I am at best unsure about this. So I'm a no vote. I'm probably about a 30% yes on this one, because I do like the part about protecting the right to hunt and fish as a declaration. The problem is in the particulars, what that means for other things, balancing that against other rights. And again, I think the legislature can handle this, and it does not need to be in the Constitution. Plus, it's an uncertain.